Can you hear the flowers? On the phenomenon of synesthesia. If you see colors while listening to music, hear sounds while doing arithmetic, or know how the alphabet feels, then you also know what synesthesia means. It is the interweaving of sensory impressions. Synesthetes, for example, hear or smell something and at the same time perceive another sensory experience. By making use of modern technology, one can discover how this special talent is implemented in the brain. In an MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, one can clearly see how synesthetes' different brain areas get activated simultaneously. For example, the auditory cortex and the gustatory system. There are also said to be more than 80 forms of synesthesia, the most common being colored hearing. Here, music, voices, pronounced letters, or numbers lead to the perception of moving colors or shapes. For synesthetes, a tone can appear as pink, a voice turquoise, or the tone A as red. The observation of this fascinating talent is by no means a recent phenomenon. In 1886, the neuropsychologist Alfred Vulpian had already used the word synesthesia, which is derived from the Greek words syn, together, and aesthesis, sensation. To this day, science has not been able to unambiguously decipher whether synesthesia is inherited or if it always functions according to the same patterns. One theory is that synesthesia develops hand in hand with the learning of language and writing, and is furthermore shaped by the respective surrounding culture. What happens in our brain when we listen to music? In order to enable us to enjoy sounds, many areas of our brain are working hand in hand. The auditory cortex is responsible for hearing. It helps us to interpret the information included in a sound wave. The working memory compares sounds with the previous ones and puts the melody together. The so-called grammar network recognizes rhythms and melodies. The long-term memory helps us to remember previously heard sounds. The motor cortex gives the signal to clap and dance along. The reward center releases dopamine, the happiness hormone. It is equally produced in our body when we listen to music or eat chocolate. Synesthetes can be very sensitive when processing sensory impressions. While the majority of people react to stimuli with only one sense, for example, hearing sounds, seeing colors, scenting smells, with synesthetes, more synapses in the brain fire in confusion and react together. They see sounds, taste colors, or perceive other combinations of sensory impressions. It has long been assumed that only one person in 1,000 possesses this form of perception. Today, researchers have found out that about 4% of all people could be affected by synesthesia, sometimes without even knowing it. After all, who asks whether someone else also sees the sound of a car as a brown dot or feels smiled at by a red A? Who would think that Saturday is not a yellow triangle for everyone, or that a rose sounds like an allegro on the piano? The latter combination is attributed to the Russian composer Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky. He wrote The Nutcracker, a ballet, including the famous Waltz of the Flowers. This work, with its romantic, dreamy melody and its colorful harmonic twists, is ranked among the most well-known waltzes ever. Whether Tchaikovsky heard a wide variety of flowers while composing it, however, remains a mystery. It was a different story for the young painter Vasily Kandinsky. He shifted from the world of music to the one of pictures. After hearing an opera by Richard Wagner, he decided to become a painter. Wagner's music evoked such an intense world of images in him that he wanted to make them visible. The distinctive atonality in the music of the Austrian composer and music theorist Arnold Schönberg is also an inspiration for pictorial sounds. Schönberg is considered to be the inventor of 12-tone music. The 12-tone technique refers to clearly defined musical series in composition. It was introduced at the beginning of the 20th century and can sound unfamiliar to untrained ears. The previously mentioned painter Kandinsky is said to have been a synesthete. It is therefore correspondingly exciting to draw a connection between his abstract paintings to 12-tone music, as he was a contemporary witness of the development. Kandinsky's path to abstraction began in 1908 in his landscape paintings. Strong colors and geometric forms were applied more and more, while the naturalistic representation lost its importance. Due to their interdisciplinary understanding of art, Kandinsky and Schönberg were already widely perceived at the beginning of the 20th century. Ever since then, it has become a common artistic practice to translate sensations into other sensations, even without having a synesthetic gift. This is the case in music as well as in painting, dance, sculpture, film, or media art. In the letters exchanged between the composer Schönberg and the painter Kandinsky, a connection with synesthesia can be discerned, albeit it is not named as such. Kandinsky reaches out to Schönberg in a letter. "Please excuse me for simply writing to you without having the pleasure of knowing you personally. I have just heard your concert here, and it has given me real pleasure. In your works, you have realized what I, albeit in uncertain form, have so greatly longed for in music. The independent progress through their own destinies, the independent life of the individual voices in your compositions, is exactly what I am trying to find in my paintings." This letter marks the beginning of an intense artistic relationship. Arnold Schönberg answers, "I myself don't believe that painting must necessarily be objective. Indeed, I firmly believe the contrary. But when the artist reaches the point at which he desires only the expression of inner events and inner scenes in his rhythms and tones, then the object in painting has ceased to belong to the reproducing eye. The ear has an advantage in this regard. Art is the medium with which one can make the soul vibrate in many ways." In our series, Art to Listen to, which can be seen at Audioversum, we present a photograph as a symbolic representation of synesthesia. It was taken by the German artist and film director Franziska Stünkel. On her travels through Asia, Africa, Europe and America, she photographed reflections on shop windows. Her photographs, entitled Coexist, tell of the juxtaposition of human life. Her photos visualize the similarities and contrasts that exist in our diversely networked world. In doing so, Franziska Stünkel does not use any digital post-processing. With her photographs, she wants to present a multi-layered view of the coexistences of our senses. If we want to know how the bouquet of flowers being reflected in the shop window sounds, we need to ask a synesthete.
Audioversum.